Good morning, everyone. The snow yesterday reminded me a lot about my first snow when I got here 7 years ago. grew up in Vietnam. We have never, ever had snow in Vietnam. Tropical country, hot and humid. Came here 7 years ago, and I enjoyed my first snow when I drove from the parish to school for learning English, like ESL, the English as a second language, and I never seen snow before. So we drove, and then we parked the car, and then snow is coming down. It came down really quick. And then I just like opened my mouth, and then I just put snow right in my mouth. So I enjoyed my first snow by eating them. But that's not a homily. Here's a homily. So now you can forget about that. The homily today, I hope we can take one word today to reflect on, which is remain. So we hear in the gospel today that the gospel repeats many times about the word remain. Remain in me so that I can be with you, so I can live with you. So in order to remain in God, if I may suggest two things for us, for you and for me, to remember, to reflect this week. The first one, the society tells you that you must be independent. You can do whatever by yourself. Just do it, and you are in charge of your life. And you can handle your situation, everything, by you, by your strength, by your power. Just do it. As long as you do it, you can do that. If I may I suggest a different word for that? Is dependence. Independent and dependent are different. I think personally, I could be wrong, but personally, I would recommend you to depend on God. Dependence on God is so important for you and for me. And why I need to depend on God? Because you know what? I always pointed in the end of your life. I have encountered many people on their deathbed. And if you don't depend on God on those moments on your deathbed, you have nothing left. Again, if you don't depend on God in the end of your life, you have nothing left for you. You cannot take anything, even a small thing, would you when you die? And think about that a moment. I'm not kidding. I guarantee that everyone in this building will die one day, including me. I encounter a lot of people on those moments. And if we don't depend on God today, if we have no God in you today, I don't know what should we do on those moments. So depend on God. And why I need to depend on God? Well, everyone will change. Society will change. People will change. Your family will change. Even your spouses one day will change. I hope not, but could be happen that way. But one thing is unchangeable, which is God. God never changes. He's unchangeable. So invite you to put your life on something unchangeable. That is your background. That is your foundation. Because if you want to build a house on a good foundation, a firm foundation, we must base on something unchangeable. God never, ever changes. He is faithful until the end. And he proved it on the cross. Even when he died, unchangeable, God is forever the same with yesterday, the same with today, and the same forever for all eternity. God never, ever changes. The second point, the second thing to invite you to reflect with me this week, in order to remain in God, I lived with a bishop when I had the first year in the college, in the university. I lived with him. And then I asked him, would you tell me, maybe recommend me something to for my life so that I can live with? Because you know that from high school to university is so hard, and then I have no idea about my future and about all this stuff. And then he told me, hey, Anthony, there are two people in your life you must have confidence. And he said, be confident in two people. First, be confident in God. Second, be confident in yourself. Again, be confident in God and be confident in yourself. Why I needed to have confidence in God? We know that God, he knows you perfectly from the past, from the present, and from the future. The thing is, he knows you perfectly in your future. We don't know, we have no idea about our future. Even like tomorrow, I have no idea I'm still alive or not. Hopefully, I'm still alive. Hopefully, I'm still become a priest. Like tomorrow, we have no idea about like tomorrow. But God, he knows you perfectly, like perfectly tomorrow, your future. So that be confident means that you put your future, you have hope in God, because you put your future, like, God, I put my future in your hands so that you can take care of my future, so that I can have everything. You can have everything for me for my future, so I don't need to worry about my future because I cannot control that. And basically, you can't. You cannot control your future. So why? Of course, you make a plan. Of course, we make a plan. We have a far vision for our life. But in the end of the day, God knows everything, and he will take care of you in the end. So why do I need to be confident, to have confidence in myself? My personal experience is like, sometimes we know that God forgives our sins. We know that God loves us. We know that God has mercy on everyone. But sometimes we have a doubt. If you don't have a doubt, at least me, okay? Maybe at least me. Sometimes I have a doubt on God. Like, God, are you sure about, like, you are forgiving me? Are you sure about that or not? Like, when I pray, sometimes a pop up in my mind, like, I'm not sure about that God can forgive me. Because the thing is, every day I make mistakes. Every day I am sinning against God. And then in the end of, like, for the rest of my life, I think I can offend God. And I'm not sure about, like, he can forgive me or not because that. And I have a doubt in my heart. So that whenever I have a doubt, or whenever I don't trust God enough, I remind myself, like, hey, Anthony, be confident in God. Be confident in his mercy. He forgave you already through the sacrament of the confessions. He forgave you already. So no need to think back. Move on. Live your life, enjoy your life, be joyful, be happy. God guaranteed he forgave you already. I even myself, I need to constantly remind myself about that. Otherwise, I'm a human, still a human being, still I have my own weaknesses. I am like you, sinners. We all need mercy of God. We all need the love of God. And while I'm saying that right now, I mean it. I am a sinner. I mean that. I'm not like telling you like something I am a person that when I say something, I mean that a lot because I don't have anything right in front of me. I say that because I mean that we all sinners in front of God, and only one way we can live is depends on His mercy. Without that, I don't think we can live in the end of the day. So invite you all to reflect with me today on that, like depend on God, dependence on His mercy and love. And in the end of the day, be confident in God and be confident in yourself.